Hey there, I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
And you're listening to the Film Ninjas podcast. Well, we're glad you're back with us. We're right in the middle of a series, a three-episode long series of commentaries that are all dedicated to films that are third in a series. And we like to call it a trilogy of tragedies, triumphs of tertiary tales.
You like to call it that.
I like to call it that. I'm kind of a fool for alliteration.
There's too many words for me. I just call it the trio.
You called it the trilogies.
Yeah, I call it the trilogies.
But in fact, we're not watching all three. That would take forever.
No, that would be ridiculous. That'd be, oh God, I can't even count that high.
I'd like it for Toy Story.
Nine of them times 2 hours.
Oh,
18,
man.
18 hours.
Anyway, so we're right in the middle of this. And if you listen to our first episode, you can't watch it. If you watch it, you're weird. Anyway.
Crazy.
If you joined us for our first episode, we did a whole commentary on Toy Story 3. And between the two of us, it's one of our favorite movies of all time. And we're following kind of a good, the bad, and the ugly order. We'll get to the ugly in a little bit. But not just good. It was great. Toy Story 3 was an amazing film.
Love it.
Today, we unfortunately are going to the dark side of the moon, if you will. You never even want to see this movie if you have the option to.
Or if you never even knew it existed, don't.
Yeah, that's right. Justin had never even known that Never Ending Story Part 3 even existed.
You came to me with this thing. You said, you know what we should do? It's a really awful movie. Is the Never Ending Story Part 3. I said, wait, what do you mean Never Ending Story Part 3? He said, yeah, it was awful. Like, no, no, no. What do you mean Part 3? There was three of them. Are you serious? I didn't even know there was a second one.
Yeah, the second one was pretty bad too. But this one takes awful to a whole new level. And you'll see probably shortly why I hate this movie with every fiber of my body. This movie blows.
I'm excited.
Blows chunks. I hate this.
I'm excited to watch it. I watched the first few minutes of the movie, and it looks ridiculous already.
It is a ridiculously bad movie. And not even in like the really good way that makes it enjoyable. You really have to keep laughing at this movie and making fun of it the entire way. Because there's no parts that are like cheesy good. It's just everything's kind of just bad. And, you know, it's still bad in a way that you watch, like, an accident and you can't look away.
Yeah, because they say you're not making me want to watch this any less.
No, it's I can't say don't watch this because go ahead. Watch this as long as we're talking.
Worth laughing about it with your friends.
Yeah, go ahead and watch this. It's like one of those kinds of movies. But the movie still just sucks. I mean, if you're watching it to really enjoy it, something is wrong with you. Anyway, let's get right in this. So, cue it up.
All right, it's going. All right.
Cinebox Entertainment.
What does that even say?
It basically means presents in German.
Well, I know how you say it, though.
Ein Dieter Geissler Production.
That kind of sounded like that accent you always do.
Jason James Richter in Dich Unterricht Gastlet the Thread.
It just says
Return to Antfassin.
Yeah, that says Never Ending Story Part 3.
Yeah.
What is it? Return to what?
Return to Fantasia.
Fantasia. I was going to call it Neverland, but that wasn't right.
Jack Black.
Are those dinosaurs? No, it's just
sticks.
Antlers?
I don't know.
They look like giant antlers. What are they? Like it's the elephant boneyard from The Lion King.
And look at those wonderful CGI mosquitoes.
Those are massive. Those are mosquitoes. Those are. What are those? Are they like fireflies and birds?
I don't know.
The credits. This is gonna take a while, huh? The member of the Bebo group.
So yeah, if you haven't caught it yet, depending on what version you got, we have one that's actually
in German.
The movie's completely in English, though, but
this
was a German release. Came out in 1994 back in Germany. The movie sucked so much that they realized they weren't going to get any money back unless they released it 2 years later. So it didn't get released in the States until 1996.
That's why it's in German?
Yeah, this is a whole German production.
Huh.
That was the first one, fantastic. Wolfgang Petersen actually directed the first Neverending Story movie. You might recall his films such as Air Force One, Das Boot.
This looks 2D, dude. Like, we're going into...
This is horrible. I mean, look, and it's CGI, and then now it's a film set.
Right. Wonder if when, like, first came out, they go, wow, that looks fantastic.
You know, if you notice in the opening credits, it mentioned that all of the animatronics and puppets and all kinds of stuff were done by Jim Henson's Creature Workshop. And yeah, especially in the early 90s, I mean, if you wanted really good puppetry and special, like live action special effects, they're one of the best people in the business outside of probably Stan Winston, who you might know for Terminator, Alien, Predator, all those great creature effects.
Good movies.
Jim Henson's Creature Shop, they did some good stuff like Black Cauldron, what was that? Or Labyrinth, I think.
The Labyrinth?
Yeah. They did they did the suits for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you've seen those are great. They kind of didn't try very hard on this one. And, you know, probably when they saw the script and everything else, they were just like, yeah, we're just going to get our money. No one cares. And here we got our main character, Bastion.
Running from the nasties. There he is.
There's Jack Black.
And there's all the troublemakers running through the hallways, and the teachers do nothing about it.
Now, if you've seen any of the other two NeverEnding Stories, you noticeably
Was that a guy or a girl?
That was a girl.
Wow.
You'll noticeably see that Bastion looks a lot different. And that's because he's quite a bit older. He's in high school now, believe it or not, even though he still looks like he's 9.
He's a freshman. They all look like they're 9.
Yeah. I didn't look like I was 9 when I was a freshman. I wouldn't be caught dead having that kind of hair at school.
You ever say your middle name when you introduce yourself?
Only when I need to differentiate myself from the 3 other Michael Ishimaras in this world.
You know, because that opportunity comes up all the time.
Hey, it's actually come up more often than you thought for me. Mr. Coriander. Sounds a wonderful like librarian.
A It sounds like he owned like a bookstore or something.
Yeah, he did own a bookstore. That's where Bastion first encountered the NeverEnding Story.
So does he know what happened?
Oh, Mr. absolutely. Coriander's,
and he just brought that book into a library in a high school just because?
Yeah. Can't really understand why.
Me either.
And as far as I recall in this movie, it might show up later, but I can't remember.
That was
he's sneaky. About to do a flashback.
Is he?
Yes. But it's a little hard to understand. They do this weird time flipping thing where he's already reading about what just happened in his life. But on top of that, they never make any mention of, like, how the heck did Mr. Coriander become a school librarian?
I don't know.
And why did he bring all that crap with him?
I don't know why he wouldn't lock up the NeverEnding Story. Dude, if I was just sitting there, like, messing with all the stuff while we're trying to move in, my parents would be, like, yelling at me. What is going on?
That is a lot of makeup for a girl her age.
Seriously. How old is she? Like 8?
No, she's in high school too.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, because a total stuck-up wench like yourself thinks that someone tripping on the stairs is uncool. Like, you've never tripped yourself. And seriously, like...
That's like the essence of stuck-up.
I know.
You can't make any mistakes ever, or else you're lame. Nice pants, by the way. I hiked up the belly button. Grandpa style.
Everybody's got cool sweaters, too. Mama's rocking the cable knit. She's, what the heck is this? Grandma knit that for you? Yeah. Maybe not a good time to mention this. You're acting really creepy.
Oh, come on.
That was an overreaction.
Oh, man. So are they step siblings now? Is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah, they're step siblings.
Okay. Oh, and she's got a guitar.
And cupcake pajamas?
Those are ice cream cones. Song.
Pretty depressing.
Laughing alone. Oh, man.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the song from The Wedding Singer, like, where he wrote the second half after his girlfriend dumped him.
Yeah. Bye-bye, wife.
Whoa, pushover. What?
Been doing it since he was three. Eagle. He's been yelling at his kid since he was three.
Hey, are you wearing that shirt right now?
I am wearing that shirt. What the heck?
Oh, yeah, just shorten words that don't make any sense.
It's just un.
Ugh, what kind of gel is that?
That is gross. Everyone's waiting.
Everyone. Like they're going to wait in line. Tickets! Tickets! I got my brother here! Wow, the pain. Who wrote all these songs?
I know, German it's so people? Sad. Good word.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. I think... the soundtrack to this movie. They had people like Roxette.
Is this a John
Philip
Lennon?
Ingram, John Lennon, Yellow. Aaliyah.
For a second, like, when they said, oh my god, it was like somebody famous walked in the hallway or something. The Nasties.
Oh, that's right. Oh, she was god. Listening to Seal, too. Kiss from a Rose. That later become famous in Batman Forever. What?
I don't think either of those are right. Swirly.
Great line.
That's good. Why does he have a dog collar on?
I don't know.
I mean, it looks
like Jack Black is rocking the Anthony Davis unibrow.
Looks like that. Look at, they have the same hairstyle. That's why they haven't made fun of his hair yet. What the heck? That guy's got that little one long gelled thing in front of his head.
And then he's got all these things in the back.
Just like, random little braids in the back.
What is he, a Jedi Padawan?
He's not as cool as that.
And what's with all the leather, too? Like, what are they, a biker gang from the 50s? Where did he come from?
The other way. And stuff. Oh, man. Starting it.
Wait, why does he just walk in there?
Wasn't that supposed to be the place that he wasn't supposed to be able to get out of?
And yeah.
The janitor just kind of walked
in there.
And
they locked him inside.
What's funny is he just started stuff with them. So he goes, oh, yeah, we're going to have them expelled. And then walks into a different room and lets them chase him.
Oh, okay.
And there it is. Authorities again.
Did you see, like, he looked back again?
Yeah.
He turned his back.
I don't know. Wasn't that clock on, like, oh, geez.
How did...
What? That'll stop him. That'll do it, too.
Wow.
Really?
That looked like the greatest special effects that you'd see on Saturday Night Live.
Dude, that was... Oh, my God. That was ridiculous. I mean, given this probably an expensive camera, zoomed in and out really fast. But... What the heck? Man, the props in this movie are great. What?
Yeah.
So they're tiny. What the heck? That doesn't make any sense at all. He just... Did you see what he stepped on? It was, yeah, like almost flat, and now it's like up to his waist.
Like, why do they seem to be getting slightly bigger after every cut?
How'd the gel get out of his hair?
It's slowly rubbing out of his hair. In about three scenes, it's probably going to be, like, completely back to normal.
He must be in the books.
Nice perm. You think alike.
So the book moved. Oh, man. Is he wearing a low-cut purple top? The big guy?
I believe
he
so.
He totally is.
Well, he's like demon book.
Demon book, yeah. What the heck is that? Dude. How did he figure that out already?
He's Jack Black.
He's smart.
He knows how to...
These are fantastic special. Are you serious? Yeah, that'll help. Zucchini macaroni.
My favorite kind.
Oh, they're so smart in movies.
In the ivory tower.
The ivory tower. Go get the Orin. It's the only way. What the heck is that? Is that the dragon? There he is. He sounds retarded.
What? Yeah, that's another thing, too. Falcor never sounded this stupid.
Oh, man.
They really dumbed him down for this movie, and really? It shows. Even the puppetry work, it's just, it's not the same. What? You just killed a rabbit.
That was a good story. He sounds... At least he's smarter than the Lord of the Rings, where they wait forever to get the eagles. But he goes to Falcor immediately. He's not pink.
Yeah, I find that hard to...
He's white. He keeps calling him pink. Barky. Hey, look, it's the end of the first one. I never heard anybody like fly, get a free ride flying and complain about not being able to walk there. Jeez. What the heck is that? Is that Shrek?
Rock biters? Like hardly kissed at all.
They're trying so hard to make it like good quality. It's just not happening.
They really are not consistent with the scale of size to where they go.
No, at all. Where was that thing? Oh.
Like, was he really that small?
I don't know. Why is everything made out of rocks? I thought that was their food and them. So they're like cannibals. How messed up is that? This is awful. I don't get why we're watching these guys do all this either.
You don't want to watch The NeverEnding Story and basically have a Rock Biter music video.
Did they turn it into a musical? Is it a musical now? Because I don't get why we're watching all these guys do all this stuff.
So these rabbits, they just kind of live to get run over.
Oh my god. I thought this was a kid's movie.
Oh, okay.
He's alive. He's fine.
Barely alive.
Yeah.
He's about to die.
That's kind of more messed up than just dying instantly. I like how he's just blasting through everything, too. Like, just slamming into it, and his kid is in the front, like the very front of the car.
Taking all the brunt of impacts. Right.
And he just passed through, like, mountains and rock caves, and he has to go to a very specific part to get to his favorite rocks. Says that really weird. What? Oh.
Hey, it's a childlike empress.
What? That guy's head.
And she kind of grew up.
But that guy, though. Look at him.
Oh, it's just a tumor.
No worries. Oh, he's got hair. Of course.
Yeah, she doesn't look like a child anymore.
Fantasia. What the heck? He's got a can of Pringles.
Sweet party.
You see those two guys walked up to each other. They held hands and they started jumping at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever greeted somebody and done that before. You ready to party? Yeah, let's start by jumping. Really? That's how it's done. It's really lazy. All I can ever think when I see this kind of stuff is, like, they're, like, staring at nothing because they're not actually there doing their thing. So does Orin actually do anything there? She said, bring me the hero, but they were kind of already there. You can wish anything with that thing. Why doesn't he just wish the book into his hands? Bam, movie's over. Oh, dude, this is sweet special effects again. What is with this ridiculous humor?
It's like, okay.
What the heck? He looked like he was about to explode.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is just dumb. All right, everybody go. What is that? What is that thing?
I don't know. I think they used a lot of their special effects with the visualizer from Microsoft Media Player.
Why wait till now? What the heck? Now you can't use it. Dude, somebody's gotta be freaking out. There's a dragon flying around. And a giant rock kid. What's the other thing? It's a living tree.
Barky.
Barky. Barky. What the heck?
What? Why does he
why would you do that?
Wouldn't the rest of the kids just like, dude, what are you doing?
I know, like, what the heck, dude? Why doesn't he have, like, wings or something?
It's because he's such an airhead in this movie that his head is just filled with helium and it's able to keep him afloat. Uh-huh.
That's a... Oh my god, this movie... You're right, this movie is really bad.
What are you, hitting on a tree?
I know. I don't know. I feel like half this movie so far is just totally unnecessary.
Oh, hey, look. They're in Mount Rushmore.
Of course. Go on to the story. This little kid's really good at climbing, though. I don't understand what he's grabbing onto, but...
And that's great. So he's...
destroying Lincoln's face.
And it barely looks like it's the real thing, too.
Yeah. That looks awful. Jeez.
Wow, look, so he's like supersonic fast.
Really?
What?
How is he moving at the same speed as the dragon? Wow.
Oh.
What? They're still watching. That's good to know.
She's enthralled.
Seriously.
She looks as interested as we are as we're watching this movie.
Yeah, just about. This is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. What are they, stuck in the 50s?
I think so. Stole a book.
The Peeping Tom.
Looking for a dragon.
Well, clearly you're not, but your father...
Oh, he knows better.
Dude, come on, Barney. You thought you'd have known by now. This is like the third movie now.
Good talk.
That tie makes me want to throw up, though.
Just hope he doesn't start moving it back and forth really fast.
Ugh, it's like... Was he part of the Illuminati, or?
What is that picture?
Everything sucks.
Everything sucks.
Even that should be the tagline for this movie.
Never Ending Story 3, everything sucks. Jeez. Bonkers. Watch it start glowing and she's going to talk. If you just saw it glowing bright orange, yeah. You're just like, she's like, eh, whatever. Must just be electric.
Kanye? What?
What? Good acting.
I love how he's like completely believing it for real. Like,
right, immediately too. It didn't take him any convincing. He just read the book.
What?
I like how they just fly in the air and nobody seems to notice.
Why are there
all
fireworks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they're flying over Disneyland or?
It might be. Hang on. He said Fantasia. That would be funny.
How did they know where his house
was? I
was
just wondering that too. I guess the never-ending story tells them or something.
And Bastion went back to his home at 12345.
Never-ending story lane.
So
he just looks puppet-like.
Apparently,
enough.
Wherever he lives, where does he live?
That there's dragons that look like that?
It doesn't explain where he lives, but apparently it's must be around the time of Chinese New Year, which actually just happened two weeks ago.
For us, yeah.
He must live in a big enough town where they have an entire Chinese-American population.
Apparently. Very, very close to his house, too. He ran there really quickly. What? He's just like taunting them, trying to piss them off. He's laughing at him. And that was racist. And nobody questions
what,
a thing.
How was he like behind the fireworks?
I don't know. But nobody questions a thing. One of the dragons start flying. They're like, eh, whatever. There's people on it, but who cares? Oh, I forgot about these guys. How did they open the door?
I have no idea. Like, no magic.
No magic. He's into science, though. The dog doesn't even care. It's a terrible guard dog.
Well, that's the magic of green screen. No one actually is there.
Right? What, do they just know what that is? do they know what this is?
It's like...
like, they've been living in Fantasia their entire lives. They just magically know what mail looks like.
They know how to work a mailing address. They know where his house is.
They just jumped in a random
box.
Didn't
he just move into a new house?
I was just going to say. And then they jumped into a random box that just happened to be, you know, mailing to his house or something.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah, how is he going to tell his wife? By the way,
I lost my son.
I lost the kid. He kind of is in another dimension. Sorry. That's not a way. Wait, where the heck are they? Oh. Not a care in the world. What the heck? Do they just have like a green house? I thought she liked sewing. Just here, stay next to the monkey.
Dude, that's where I remember seeing this kid from. He's in Free Willy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, huh? And then the Never Ending Story Part 3. Oscar Mayer plug. Since when did this kid become hard to control just out of nowhere? He was totally like just hanging out, doing his thing with everybody listening. Now he's like all up in their stuff.
What the f-
Why would you do that? Believable.
Oh, total suck up.
Better go the same way the parents just went. No? If I heard stuff, dude, I'd be out of my room looking.
Ah, it was probably just a big bowling ball.
How was he in the back of that truck and nobody noticed that he looked, you know, humanoid?
Yeah, just another weird looking tree.
Does this tree have feet? No. What the heck?
Oh, pee on him. Pee on him. Please pee on him.
What? Why is there a dog? Come in. Just giant bowling balls and glowing pendants. That was probably the right gesture to make there. Yes, just leave me in your room. Nothing will go wrong. Giant rock band just jumped in your room and nobody heard a thing. Oh, dude, that's gotta hurt so much. He just got hugged by rocks. You nosy little. Oh, God. He's doing this sun staring game. Oh.
No, no.
It's all on fire for half a second. Play hockey?
Wow.
Dude, that rabbit just gets beaten.
There is a
down.
Lot of rabbit violence in
rabbit
this
brutality.
Film. And that prank made no sense.
How?
How did he get water launched at his face?
And how did it stay in there? With all the holes. Do they still have the strip on it? They still have the sticker on it.
She wearing like a prosthetic forehead?
The thing's like glowing.
And no one noticed.
Right. Fine. What?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know, dude.
So now everyone is out of class. How? They're not even in the same class. What are they doing?
I don't know.
Give him a kiss.
Beat him up, Jack Black.
What's the...
Really?
How the heck did he figure out how to get... What the?
Really?
What? like it didn't happen? What?
I don't know.
What?
Seriously? That was the biggest gesture. I don't know. They know what a phone book is, too. Have they been in the human world?
There's just a lot of inconsistencies in how much they know about the human world.
Right?
Apparently, she's not from the human world. She doesn't even know what phones are.
And... she's freaking out. You can kind of, like, tell when there's something in a box that's, like that. Like, you ever picked up a box when a cat's in it?
They're running out of air.
The parrot. You sent for a parrot in a box?
No air holes or anything.
Yeah, like... right? Now she's fine. Yeah. It's Halloween.
Wait, what?
Now it's Halloween. Wait. What happened to Chinese New
Year? Yeah, and that's like in February.
And then and now it's October.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. I mean...
Twig or tweet.
They're just like, there's a scene where... There was no mention of Halloween whatsoever.
Now everybody, nobody at school was talking about Halloween at all, and now it's just randomly Halloween.
That's convenient.
Like, no, what? Nobody dressed up at school?
There's no pumpkins, no...
The mall is open.
When was it autumn at all?
The mall is open. At the night of Halloween. Acting's awful.
And other people are dressed up as trees. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Are you serious?
Dressed up just like Barky.
Oh my god. Really? These all look ridiculous. Making her friends carry everything.
What?
You serious?
The Empress is that shallow as well?
What the heck? Nice. They don't look very hard. Dude. I don't. Or they just think he's dressed up like that. Seriously?
Oh, just
tell me it was that easy.
Just crushed his windpipe. What the heck is this? Like flag football? Like
it's
doing laterals and everything?
That doesn't make any sense. They're laying flat on the box. He's holding the box upright. Like the long ways?
Yeah.
And they're like, she like rolled once over and they're like on opposite sides.
What
is that? Barky.
You didn't even park. What the?
What? Why are the cars slamming into each other now?
It's mass chaos.
What the heck? What's going on?
People are rioting.
Apparently.
Look at this.
Did you see the light on the thing going red and green, red and green?
Yeah.
Red, like somebody's doing that. Why is nasty like the word of the day? Where'd they get a smoke machine? It's like oh man. What? You mean new would happen? What?
What? There's nothing ever explained.
There was nothing to know that was going to happen. What the heck?
Come on. Like, where are they going?
I knew this would happen. What did you know would happen? Did she just do like a twirly?
That rabbit is going to be dead by the end of this movie.
If he's not, I'd be surprised. He'd be the strongest creature in all of Fantasia at that point. What?
So that's better.
What? Yeah, it's better.
How is
this
that
way?
Better?
It's better this way.
What the?
What?
How did he?
I don't know. She didn't get touched. He went flying.
Who are you? What's my name?
It scared me.
What's what? The Orin? So wait,
what
now you want
now,
to get them divorced.
Now it's the opposite. She's like, okay, I'll help you. He's like, no, I don't want it. How would you know? You've known him for like 2 days.
Like those three things. Like.
Yeah, that was it. What? Oh my god. So stupid. Like, how many life hurts have
Let's
you really
jam.
Gone through?
Why is he just reading it?
Is it a crawdad? Just eat it.
Yeah.
They're delicious. They just knew magically to look behind the dumpster.
That's like the biggest dumpster I've ever seen in my life.
Seriously. You. That's what I'm guessing. There it is. Bam. Called it.
Oh, and that's how they lose to Oren. What?
Really? Everybody just hold it
Everybody's
up.
Got it now.
What the heck?
Why did they stop?
Oh, better not stop her. Oh man, 1v1 me, bro. IRL.
So, what? No, I didn't. Like,
yeah, why? Really? This is so stupid.
What?
I don't know.
What?
That was a knee. Wow.
You know, I think they're confusing this version of Bastion for the one that was previously played him in the second one.
I don't know.
It was played by Jonathan Brandis, and he was in a couple movies with Chuck Norris. I think they're like, oh, wait, if he comes on for the third one, he can do all those karate moves he did in the other one.
They're running away. They're afraid of the dragon, and they run towards it to run away.
This movie makes no sense
at all. Why do they collect grills and they like broken subs? See all the lights in the back, headlamps. Yeah, and a shopping cart, golden shopping cart though. It's kind of cool.
What?
What?
Don't you pretty much go on a honeymoon for, like, a week?
I know. Old man.
And he... What?
What? she said daddy? I was going to say, I thought she was the daughter of the mom, but I don't know. He can never grip anything. He's just like got his hand completely straight yeah. out the entire.
Wish position.
Wish position.
Like they're Power Rangers or?
No, like Fusion in like Dragon Ball Z. Fusion. Ha. There it is. See, it worked. Did it work? How do they know they're in this? They're in a cave. What? Why? What is he? They're like, they're We're both really spinning busy. And they just noticed the mom and the son are trying to spin too, and they just kind of ran into the dad a couple of times.
I love how in all of Fantasia, there's only like three sets.
Yeah, there's like
this
three
forest
places.
Thing, the Rock Biter's house, and then the Silver City palace. That's
just it. The palace too.
Just
they said, let's
just
go to Silver
inside.
City, and then there's just a there's palace there in the middle thing. Of the water.
They really must have had like no budget for this thing,
or this really cost a lot to make these sets. Oh, look, their house is perfectly fine now. Just the bathrooms.
Oh, so that's what they meant they had to go.
Yeah, you didn't know?
I figured that was like a one-time joke, but apparently that was a running joke for them the entire movie.
Apparently. That was the only reason they wanted to get home.
Right. Okay.
That looks like the water tattoos.
Yeah.
They got expelled. Why are they there? You can't go back to the school you got expelled from.
Was he blind?
High five. The book.
Some gum?
Did I keep that book? Just write yourself a sweet story.
I wish I could have this book forever.
But you didn't have the Orin, but you could write your own story at that point. Just make it awesome. Tell me they're going to high five. Midair.
No!
Yes, it stopped! What? Yes! Don't you forget about me. That's all I wanted to hear when they did that.
Sorry, I just hit the microphone.
Don't mess with my stuff, man. You're going to break it. Oh, man. That was... Wow. I mean, that was bad. That was awful.
That was a horrible movie.
Oh, my God. What did I get on IMDb? Yeah, 3? That's like overstating it, dude.
3 out of 10.
I know. Oh, man.
So here we go. We're treated to once again another edition of Rock Biter MTV.
Rock Biter MTV.
And the rabbit gets run over again.
It's their own version of BET. It's the Biter Entertainment Television.
Yeah.
Did you see those little things flying up in the corner up there? If I rewind it like a couple of seconds, they're just like popping up and down. Oh, there's the rabbit again. Hang on. There they are. They're just...
They're like kangaroo birds.
Oh, my. Okay, well... that half of that movie was totally pointless to know about. Like, half the stuff they did just didn't matter. Just because there was no big deal about it, I just didn't care.
No, it was... So, okay.
Like, they all... You know what he did on his quest to find all of them? He sat at home and he stared at a telescope.
Yeah.
And the rest of them mailed themselves to him. Like, they just magically know where he lives.
Just like, why...
Why would you even go through the point of them?
There was even
to get
no
him?
Point of them even being in the human world anyway. And they're just like an annoyance. And the whole point of the movie was just to get them back.
Yeah. They didn't do anything significant either.
No.
Everything was done by... What was
it? It was
name?
Just an excuse to do special effects.
What's the guy's name?
What?
The main character, what's his name?
Bastion.
Bastion, thank you. He did everything. Nicole was just in the way. The rock guy, everybody was just extremely in the way. Falcor was there just to give hitch rides.
Yeah. Hey, we need to move the plot. Bring Falcor back.
Make him retarded this time. Oh, man.
So
ridiculous.
Shuriken-wise, what do you give this one?
Oh, my God. I'll be generous and give it a 2. I'm going to give it a 2.
-5.
-5?
This movie owes me 90 minutes of my life back.
Oh, my. Wow. I don't even want to finish watching the credits. I'm just going to... just gonna exit this out and go away.
No, yeah.
That was awful.
Typically, there'd be something that I could really say I recommend to watch this movie for, but...
there's nothing.
The only thing that saves it, I believe, is just...
it's our podcast.
Our podcast. there's no way around it. I can't...
No, that was just...
You should never watch this movie on your own, because...
you'll turn it off.
You'll be dead by morning.
You'll be dead by morning.
It's like The Ring. Like
oh,
a week later, Falcor's going to come in and talk to you, and your ears are just going to start to bleed. And then you're going to see Barky come out through the window, and then your eyes start bleeding. And immediately, I'd probably just stab forks into my face until I died.
That's really aggressive.
Yes.
You can at least use batarangs.
Forks.
It's a little cooler.
I don't want to die cool. I just want it to be quick.
I don't think forks in your eyes is going to do that. Well, regardless, I think this one's done. I'm tired of talking about this movie.
Yeah. So, don't watch this movie unless you're listening to us. And even if you do, you know, I pray that you only watch this movie once and listen to our podcast once. Other than that, besides talking about the movie itself, in what ways can you specifically say that this is a prime example of a bad third movie?
What way, like specifically? It's so hard to nail down everything because it was all just awful. The fact that the plot line really, if this movie never happened, everything would be the same. Like, it just had no effect on the series whatsoever.
So, in your opinion, you would say that it
entirely
it was a pointless sequel altogether.
Entirely unnecessary. Nothing advanced, nothing changed. If that never happened, they would still be with a new family in a new school. I guess the nasties would still be mean, but who cares? It's high school. You get over it. Then you leave and nobody cares anymore. That's the only thing that changed. The nasties were nice.
I believe that in the making of this movie, they, you can really tell they did not care how this movie was made. They just figured, if we make it, people will watch it.
You know what? Actually, in fact, everything, it just made everything worse. Because everybody almost got divorced, and then they just kind of stopped at some point.
And then just kind of like, just,
now they're just a happy
family. It never happened.
Oh, just kidding. We're just happy kidding. Again.
You know? And I think that's, for kids, that's very unrealistic to think, oh, if you watch this movie, all you have to do is wish hard enough and everything will come true.
Oh, yes.
That's not how life works, kids. You know, if you're going to do a kids movie like this, there should be some applicable lesson for them to say,
you know what, I
learned, you know, that, that could actually work in the real world. You know, that this doesn't work in the real world.
Yeah, like Transformers.
Absolutely. I'm going to name one of my children Optimus Prime.
See, that can happen.
But they didn't get the same actors. I think the only guy who returned from the previous two was Mr. Coriander. And he was hardly in it at all. And he was, in
like
fact,
a cameo, whatever.
Like a cameo and just a total, like, he was hard-nosed at the wrong times and then a total pushover when, you know, he probably should have said, don't touch that book.
He probably, like, I just don't understand why he would ever bring the book into a high school. And
why
wonder,
is he a high school librarian now, too?
I don't know. Why did he bring it?
He
why
needs
is
the
it,
money?
Why is it on the bookshelf? You think that thing would be locked up.
He, like, needs the money? How much money do you get being a high school librarian?
Probably not much at all.
Probably less than a real librarian.
Or a bookstore that he used to own.
Right. Like,
I don't know.
They didn't bring back any of the same actors. You know, I thought they made a good move when they picked Jim Henson's Creature Shop, but they picked them probably at the wrong time, because as far as I know, in the middle of this, the Creature Shop, they're working on a billion different things at once. They probably couldn't focus all of their attention onto this, you know.
The creatures at least looked decent.
They looked decent, but like, not for their time.
No.
Don't forget, this is 1994. We had already seen amazing stuff from them. You know, the Ninja Turtles, Labyrinth. I mean, the Muppets. I mean, those were very simpler, but they were still high quality.
Yeah.
And I think you never looked at them and said, wow, these look weird.
Yeah, but there was
cool.
Just, there was just a lot of stuff.
Falcor looked completely different.
He looked ridiculous.
Well, that'll do it for us on this podcast. Be sure to join us next time for our next edition of the series. We're going to do the ugly side of this. And by ugly, we don't mean as bad as this.
It won't be as bad as this.
No, this makes me want to gouge my eyes out kind of bad.
I'm glad it stopped.
The ugly part, we mean by that, it's bad, but in a very good way.
Is that a thing? Bad in a good way? I mean, it was...
I would say so.
I mean, it's entertaining to watch, at least.
It's... The movie we're going to watch next is very entertaining to watch, and that is Spider-Man 3. So be on the lookout for that. Well, I think we're posting all these...
At once.
At once. So, but yeah, check out our next episode, the ugly of our trilogy of Tragedies and Triumphs of Tertiary Tales.
Trilogy series.
Whatever what Jake called it. But yeah, thanks for listening to us. We're the Film Ninjas. I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, you'll hear from us next time.